Good morning. Wherever you are, it is morning. It is the time of the beginning. Yes, I am here in Mount Shasta for the solar eclipse. No expectations besides immense energies and the opening of a new portal, the only way to be birthed into a new you is you have to allow yourself to go through the difficult birth canal first. Difficulties are truly there for polish, for the extraction of the greatest in us. Because when we get to challenge ourselves or we experience difficulties, we have to become resourceful. And when we become resourceful, we know how to be in tune with Mother Earth. Perhaps it is the connection to Mother Earth, the deeper connection, the very present connection to Mother Earth, the constant attunement to the veins and the ley lines and the waters and the mountains and the seas and the deserts and the heart and the lungs and the kidneys of Mother Earth and the entire blood system. Our blood system is Mother's water system. So Mother is a living, breathing organism, and we are operating, living, functioning on top of her. And the connection that has been severed for so long, and those of us that have rediscovered it, perhaps not too long ago, the call of Mother is the one that we need to listen to, because she's the one guiding us to where we need to go to experience the best in ourselves. Because when we do that, that's the gift in itself, and that is when she thrives. So back to origin, back to Mother, that's what you're looking to attune to. Rather than staying in a continuum perpetuum, I think it's called mobile, into a constant loop of karma. Because karma is unresolved stuff, and unresolved stuff in family, in emotions, in pain, in unresolved stuff remains to be relived, recycled, reorganized, reshuffled, released, ultimately. But how quickly do we let go? The quicker we let go, the quicker we drop the karma. And so we move towards the greater version of ourselves. And when we do the leap between the old and the new you, that's the birth canal. And taking that leap is truly stepping into the unknown completely. Completely. That's unfathomable for some of us. Because the control, the letting go of control has been difficult, has been what has been keeping us here. We need to make sure that we're in control. We think that we are in control. And so we actually stop ourselves. We stop ourselves from being in alignment and in truthfulness with ourselves. And we're doing that because we need to learn. If we came here perfect, we wouldn't have anything to learn. It would be quite boring. Boring, wouldn't it? So then we have the perspective. How do you see someone? How do you see someone? The perspective that we create and then we hold those people in is what creates our vision, our reality. So if we want to change our reality, we need to change the perspective of what we see and what we see within ourselves. The expansion of us only happens from within, through declaration and action. Immediate action. What I learned from Mother Earth is that when she speaks to you, to me, I have to take immediate action. When I drag it, when I just delay it, when I doubt it, all of that is prolongation of suffering and pain, and that's what we do. We prolongate our pain out of fear. Fear of letting go, fear of trusting ourselves, fear of letting go of control primarily. And truly, there has to be a desire to look within on a deeper level, to become very curious about yourself, just pure curious. And see, if you came to this earth and you wanted to do great things, what is this what you want to do? Or do you think that and feel and know that there is a bigger vision and a bigger mission within you, even though you don't know exactly what that is? But there's something that pulls you. So that pull, get in dialogue with that pull. Ask it questions. Because that pull is Mother speaking through you. Mother Earth. Your mother. Home. And yes, some of us, many of us, came from other places, from other planets, from other galaxies, from other solar systems. But we embodied here to recognize each other and to operate within this dimension in a way that allows us to burn karma and also be who we came here to be. And so transitioning into truly your mission, there's a drop. There's a drop of the old. And there was nothing bad with the old. On the contrary, that's the karma that needed to be burned. And so now you can recreate yourself anew. And in that sense, on that note, I wanted to be in Mount Shasta for the solar eclipse and allow myself to experience a new dimension of me and life, and see where that takes me when I'm completely connected, or at least learning to stay completely connected. A big lesson is judgment. Where do you judge others is where you judge yourself. Look at the harshness of how you judge yourself. Does it support you? Do you want to experience all that hurt, all that pain? You know, you can drop any pain and suffering by declaring it. I've done enough. I've gone through enough pain. Now I'm done with the pain. I'd like to experience joy and beauty and fun and abundance and riches and glory of the sun. What I mean by that is truly allowing ourselves to embody these sun codes that allow planet to be nurtured. Because when we are embodying the sun codes, she is getting nurtured with the energy of the sun. And we get to shine. How beautiful is that? So the time to shine is now. And we will all be shining in the best of our light so that we can live our mission and be on purpose and fulfill who we are. Unleash the genius within in abundance, joy, love, success, prosperity, and community. I am the Muse. Until next time, from Mount Shasta.